الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم
اسلام کے نشانات کے بارے میں اقتباسات
اور کچھ. Today I will also discuss the signs of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. I will also present some of the signs that the promised Messiah alayhi salam has related, or the various accounts of the signs that others have conveyed. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, on whom be peace, has said, God has shown so many signs in my support that if I were to count them one by one up to this day, 16th July 1906, I can swear by God that they are in excess of 300,000. And if someone does not believe in my oath, I can provide him with proof. Some of these signs are to do with occasions when God the Almighty, in keeping with His promise, protected me from being harmed by the enemy. Some of the signs are such that in keeping with His promise, God always fulfilled my needs and my wishes. And some are of the kind whereby, in keeping with His promise, I shall humiliate him who designs to humiliate thee. God brought humiliation and disgrace upon those who tried to harm me. Some signs are of the kind in which, according to His prophecies, He made me victorious over those who filed lawsuits against me. Hazur says, we witness in various places today the fulfillment of this prophecy and promise. Reports are received from various locations, including in Africa. How Allah the Almighty humiliates such people. In such cases where Allah the Almighty has provided respite and they have not yet been caught by God's wrath, they should remember the statement of Allah the Almighty, that His wrath descends from afar. Inshallah, their wrath will also be complete if they do not desist. The promised Messiah on whom be peace continues. Some are of the kind that pertain to the length of my ministry, for ever since the world was created, no impostor has ever been allowed such a long period of respite. Some signs are of the kind that are manifested through observing the condition of the age, that this age is in need of an imam. Some signs are of the kind which represent the fulfillment of my prayers in favor of my friends. Some signs are of the kind which represent the fulfillment of my prayer against malicious enemies. Some signs are of the kind in which terminally ill patients were cured and I was informed of the recovery in advance. Some signs are of the nature whereby for my sake God caused a number of heavenly and earthly calamities as a testimony to my claim. Some are of the sort whereby many eminent and renowned saints saw dreams in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared to them and testified to my claim. These include Sajjada Nashin Sahibul Alam of Sindh, who has nearly 100,000 followers, and Khwaja Ghulam Farid of Jajrari. Some signs are such that thousands of people pledge bayat, pledge allegiance to me at my hand only because they were informed in a dream of my truthfulness and of my being from God, while some others did so because they saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. He told them that the end of the world is nigh, and that this man is the last vicegerent of God and the promised Messiah. Some signs relate to certain eminent saints who mentioned me by name even before my birth or before I came of age, and spoke about my being the promised Messiah. Among these are Nematullah Wali and Mia Ghulab Shah of Jamalpur, District Ludhiana.
اپ بیان فرماتے ہیں اس سے پہلے یہ بتا دوں کہ یہ
Before relating another account, I should mention that Sahibzada Sirajul Haq of Sarai Namani, who was an Ahmadi, his elder brother was a Sajadul Nishin, a peer. So thus the brotherhood became an Ahmadi, wrote to his brother, that I can form communication with the dead. Can Mirza Sahib also do this? Kashaf-e Kabur means to ascertain the circumstances of the dead, or to arrange a meeting or communion with those who have deceased. So the promised Messiah alayhi salam responded to this, that Kashaf-e Kabur is something completely absurd. A person who communicates with the living God and receives his fresh and new revelations, which are not just thousands, but hundreds of thousands of proofs along with it. What need would he have to speak to the dead and to search for them? Where is there proof in any case that there was communication with such and such dead person? With us, we have hundreds of thousands of proofs. Each and every single card, every single person, and every single rupee that comes is an immense and splendid and tremendous sign of God. For a long time ago, God the Almighty had said, Yatuna min kulli fajjin amik wa yatika min kulli fajjin amik, that help would come to you from every distant path. This was revealed at a time when no one even knew me. Now how tremendously has this prophecy been fulfilled now? Is there any other similar example to this? In short, what need do we have to leave aside the living God and seek for dead people instead? The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, look, I say to you truthfully, do not be impertinent and disrespectful towards the sign of God Almighty. Do not be contemptible towards it, for this is a sign of deprivation. Allah the Almighty does not like this. Just recently, Lake Ram was killed in accordance with the grandiose and splendid sign of God the Almighty. Millions of people are witness to this prophecy. Lake Ram himself had made this prophecy well known and famous. He related it wherever he went. He had himself sought this sign to ascertain the truth of Islam, and had ascertained it as a measure between the true and false faith. Ultimately, he gave his life himself to testify to the truthfulness of Islam as well as my truthfulness. Now, to deny this sign and to consider it false and to not regard it would be an extreme injustice and wrongdoing. And denying such a clear and manifest sign is nothing more than being like Lake Ram himself. It saddens me tremendously that with His grace, God Almighty has shown signs for every nation, signs pertaining to both His glory and to beauty, Jamali and Jalali. It is most unfortunate to dismiss this and reject them completely is extreme wretchedness, and to not care for the signs of Allah the Almighty incurs His wrath. One should remember that he who does not care for the signs of Allah the Almighty, Allah the Almighty does not care for such a person. The signs manifested by Allah the Almighty are of the type that a wise, God-fearing person recognizes them and benefits from them. He who does not possess wisdom and perception, does not have the fear of God at all times in his mind and reflect upon it, is deprived of this. He considers the world should not remain of this type, and that condition of faith which remains within should no longer persist. Allah the Almighty never acts in this way. If this was the case, what was the need for the Jews to reject the Messiah? Or why, when Moses, peace be upon him, be denied? Most of all, why would the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam have to endure so much suffering and torture? It is not the way of Allah the Almighty to manifest such signs through which belief in the unseen is lost. Now, an ignorant, despicable person who is unaware of the way of Allah the Almighty would describe this as a miracle and sign. However, Allah the Almighty never does so. Allah the Almighty has not manifested less signs for our Jamaat. No person before any other person can be disgraced in this way. All the people who are part of this movement, there is not a single one who can say that he has never witnessed any sign. In other words, those who enter the Bayt, both in that era and today, have all witnessed signs and entered. Those who are born Ahmadis should regularly read the history of their forefathers. In the same way, they should regularly read the books of the promised Messiah on whom be peace. They need to remain focused upon establishing a strong bond with God. So the promised Messiah alayhi salam has said, read Barahini Ahmadiyyat and ponder over it. It has all the news and information of this era about friends and foes. Now, is it within human capability to predict such magnificent news 30 years before the time when there is not even a sign of the trace of this movement even existing, or whether I will remain alive for such a time? And the predictions are now fulfilled, and they are not just one or two in number, but all of them in their entirety. Indeed, one is not even sure about the longevity of not of one's own life. Ahmadi families have Barahini Ahmadiyyat, Christians, Aryas, and even the government has it. If there is the fear of God and one is in search of the truth, then I say decide on the signs just given in Barahini Ahmadiyyat alone. Look, no one knew me at that time, and no one visited here. I did not have a single person here with me. News of this Jamaat, which exists, here was given. If this prophecy was imaginary and self-concocted, then why is there such a large Jamaat here in existence today? It was said about an individual whom no one knew beyond Qadian in Barahin, that the time has come to help you and make you renowned among people. That fahana antu'ana wa turafa bayna nas. What is the reason that today the world recognizes this person not just in India, but also in Arabia, Syria, Egypt, and beyond in Europe and America? Hazur says now this also includes Africa. Recently, the three-day live program from Qadian for the world, that has brought about a huge commotion in the Arab world. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, continues, if these were not the words of God, and was the scheme of a liar against God's will, then why did God help this person? Why did He facilitate and provide so many means and ways for him? Did I produce all of this myself? If this is how Allah the Exalted supports a liar, then what is the measure and standard of the truthfulness of the honest? You should answer this yourself. Was it within my capacity to cause the lunar and solar eclipse in Ramadan and could have made it occur in my lifetime? And as the Holy Prophet ﷺ had called it a sign of the true Mahdi, and Allah the Exalted fulfilled this sign at the time of my claim. If I was not from God, then did God the Almighty lead the whole world astray? You should reflect and then answer this question as to how far be the repercussions of denying me. Certainly, it includes denial and rejection of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and denial of God the Almighty. There are so many similar signs that do not amount to just a handful, but they are in the hundreds of thousands. So how many of them will you continue denying? It is also written in the same book, Barahini Ahmadiyyat, that people will come to help you from every distant path. Takyatuna min kulli fajin amik. So you have also come here and fulfilled one sign. You may deny that sign too. If you can erase the sign that you have fulfilled by coming, you may erase it. I say one more time, it is not something good to deny the signs of Allah. It incurs the wrath of God Almighty even more. I have said whatever was in my heart. Whether you accept it or not is your choice. Allah the Exalted knows very well that I am truthful and I have come from God. This last paragraph in which the promised Messiah alayhi salam has said that you yourself are a sign by coming here. The promised Messiah was addressing a new Muslim. Although he had become a Muslim, he requested for a sign to be shown. So thus the promised Messiah alayhi salam explained that what do you mean to show a sign? Such and such signs have been fulfilled. Just your coming is a sign. Today we observe that in every country these signs are manifesting. Then, regarding the signs of being cured from illnesses, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam writes, it so happened that the son of Nawab Sardar Muhammad Ali Khan, a nobleman of Malir Kotla, fell seriously ill in Qadian. He had a severe fever. There seemed to be no hope left. His life seemed to be almost despaired of. At the time, I prayed for him. I learned that his death had been decreed and that it was futile to pray at the time. Upon this, I said, Lord, if the prayer is not to be accepted, then I intercede on his behalf. In response, Allah the Almighty said, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَهُ إِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who can dare to intercede without God the Almighty's permission? I fell silent after hearing this revelation. Hardly a minute had passed before I received the following revelation. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمَجَاسِ. You are granted permission to intercede. I then prayed fervently and passionately, and I could feel that this time the prayer would not go unanswered. The boy recovered that very day, in that very moment, and it was as if he had come out of his grave. After some time, he returned to his previous bodily condition and recovered. Then the promised Messiah, on whom he peace says, relating to Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed, once my son, Bashir Ahmed, fell ill due to an eye condition. He received a long treatment, but to no avail. In view of his restlessness, I prayed to God and received this revelation. My son Bashir has opened his eyes. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, his eyes were cured the same day. This incident would be known by approximately 100 people. Regarding the ruin and destruction of the opponents, the promised Messiah on whom BP says, the 71st sign which I have written in the book Sirul Khilafa on the 52nd page is that I prayed for the opponents to suffer from the plague. That is, those opponents who are not destined or decreed to be guided. Many years after this prayer, the plague engulfed this country, and some very severe opponents passed from this world. So this prayer was, وَخُزْ رَبِّ مِنْ عَدَ السَّلَاحَ وَمُفْسِنًا وَنَزِلْ عَلَيْهِ رِجْزًا حَقٍ وَدَمِّرُ. O my God, seize the one who is an enemy of the right way of guidance and right works with the plague, and destroy him. And remove my restlessness and anxieties, and release me from grief and anguish. O my Lord, reduce my enemy to smithereens and disgrace them. The following prophecy was given in the book Ijaz e Ahmadi. إِذَا مَا غَذِبْنَا نَذِبُ اللَّهِ سَاهِلًا عَلَى مَوْتَدٍ يَوْأَرْسِ وَبِسُّهِ يَجْحَرُ. When God is wrathful, He brings down chastisement on that person who exceeds the boundaries and is inclined to manifest evil. وَيَاتِي زَمَانٌ كَاسِرٌ كُلِّ ظَالِمٍ وَحَلْ يُحْلِقَنَّ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا الْمُدَمِّرُ. The time is nigh when God the Almighty will destroy every wrongdoer, and only those will be ruined who have been ruined due to their own sins. وَإِنِّي لَشَرُّ النَّاسِ إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ جَزَاءَ إِحَانَتِهِمْ سَوَارٌ يُصَوِّرُ. And I will be worse than all evil people if their contempt is not counted with contempt. كَزَلَّهُ أَنَّ الطَّعَانَ مِتَانِ بَيْنَنَا فِذَلِكَ أَتَاهُمْ لِيُبْصِرُ. God has decreed that the response of these taunts will be taunt. Thus the plague will seize them. وَلَمَّا تَغَلْ فِسْقُلْ مُبِيدُ بِسَهْلِهِ تُمَنَّيْتُ لَوْ كَانَ الْوَبَاءُ الْمُتَبِّرُ. And when the wicked and the ruinous exceeds limits, I desire and wish for the destructive plague to descend. After this, the revelation descended. This is in Persian, that you have destroyed numerous homes of the detractors. This was published in Al-Hakam in Al-Badr. The aforementioned prayers, which were made after extreme persecution by the enemies were accepted by Allah the Almighty, and the torment of the plague engulfed them like fire. In accordance with his prophecy, thousands of enemies who called me a liar and verbally abused me were destroyed. Here I shall mention but a few severe opponents by way of example. Firstly was Maulvi Rasool Baba, resident of Amritsar, who is worthy of being mentioned here. He wrote a book in rejection of me and used very profane language. He lied in his love of this transitory life, and ultimately, according to God the Almighty's promise, was destroyed by the plague. Another person is called Muhammad Bakhsh. He was deputy inspector in Batala. He was resolute on enmity and oppression. He was also killed by the plague. Then there was a person called Chiragdin. He was from Sakun Jammu, Patu. He would claim to be a prophet. And he described me as the Dajjal, the Antichrist. He would say that Jesus, peace be upon him, had given me a staff in a dream so that he could kill the Dajjal with it. He was also killed from the plague in accordance with my prophecy. On 4th April 1902, along with two of his sons, in accordance with the prophecy published in a booklet, Dafi'ul Bala, Umayyad Ahlal Astafa. This prophecy was specifically for him and during his lifetime. Where was the staff of Isa which he was to kill me with? Inni laminal mursaleen. What of this revelation? It is unfortunate that most people are deluded and consider their own wishes as revelation before they have purified themselves. Hazur says, in other words, before purifying themselves, before carrying out the reformation and purifying and cleansing their inner selves, they consider themselves as extremely pure and pious, and their egotistical thoughts and desires they believe as revelation. So he continues, this is why ultimately they die in humiliation and abasement. There were numerous others who had exceeded the limits in their contempt and harassment. They were not afraid of the wrath of Allah the Almighty. They were engaged in derision, mockery and verbal abuse day and night. Ultimately, they fell to the plague. For example, Munshi Mahmood Alam Sahib Ahmadi writes from Lahore, I had a paternal uncle named Noor Ahmed. He was from Beri Chatta, Tafsil Hafsabad. One day he asked me why Mirza Sahib did not show a sign regarding his claim to be a Messiah. So the promised Messiah alayhi salam says that Mahbub Alam Sahib responded that I said to him that amongst his sign one included the plague. This broke out after he made this prophecy, and which is proving fatal on a large scale. So thus he responded that the plague would not affect us. Rather, the plague would destroy Mirza Sahib himself. It will have absolutely no effect on us whatsoever, but its impact will be on Mirza Sahib. So the conversation ended here. Munshi Mahbub Alam Sahib says, a week later, I arrived in Lahore. I received the news that the uncle, Noor Ahmed, had died of the plague, and numerous people of the village were witness to this conversation that we had. It is something that cannot be hidden. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam says, Mia Marajuddin Sahib writes from Lahore that Maulvi Zainul Abdeen, who was qualified in the Maulvi Fazil and Munshi Fazil examinations, he was a relative of Maulvi Ghulam Rasool of Killa. He was accomplished in religious education and was a designated tutor of the Anjuman Hamayat-e-Islam, Lahore. He challenged Maulvi Muhammad Ali Sialkoti with a Mubahila challenge on the truthfulness of the promised Messiah while standing in a shop in the Kashmiri Bazaar. A few days later, he died of the plague. Not only this, in fact, his wife also succumbed to the plague. His son-in-law, who was employed in the Department of Accountant General, also succumbed to the plague. In this way, 17 members of his family died of the plague after the Mubahila. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, on whom BP says, it is something astounding that can anyone understand this mystery, that while in these people's view, I am a liar, fabricator and Dajjal, yet at the time of the Mubahila, it is these very people who die. Can, God forbid, God ever be mistaken? Why does divine chastisement befall such virtuous people that their death comes with disgrace and humiliation? So he says, Mia Murajdeen writes that there was a contractor in Lahore by the name of Karim Bakhsh. He was extremely derisive, offensive, and disdainful towards the promised Messiah, and behaved this way regularly. I regularly counseled him, but he would not desist. Ultimately, death overwhelmed him at a young age. Then he says, Sayyid Hamid Ali Shah Sahib Sialkoti writes that Hafiz Khan Sahib Sialkoti was a severe detractor of the promised Messiah. This is that very person who had intended throw dust or ashes on the carriage of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, passing by in Sialkot. He died of severe plague in 1906. 9 or 10 members of his family also succumbed to the plague. Similarly, everyone in the city of Sialkot is aware that Hakim Muhammad Shafi, who became an apostate after taking the bed, and he had laid the foundation for Madrasatul Quran. He was a severe detractor of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. The unfortunate person could not stay established upon the bed due to his selfish desires. He joined the people of Muhalla Lohorano Sialkot, who were extreme opponents. Ultimately, he also fell to the plague. One after the other, his wife, mother, and brother died of the plague. In addition, people who aided his madrasa were also killed of the plague. Similarly, Mirza Sardar Beg Sialkoti, who had crossed all bounds in his abusive and profane language, and who was always engaged in ridicule and mockery, and his words were laden with taunt and impertinence, also died, having fallen victim to severe plague. One day, he very audaciously said to an Ahmadi, "Why do you go on about the plague? I will only accept it when I fall to the plague." 2 days later, he succumbed to the plague. The promised Messiah on whom be peace has said, "I have been sent to restore the lost glory of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and to manifest the truthfulness of the Holy Quran in the world. This task is ongoing. However, he who is blindfolded cannot see this, whereas this movement is now bright as the sun. So many people are witness to its signs and miracles that if they were all gathered together in one place, they would be in such numbers that no king would even have such a large armed forces." Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam has said, "God the Almighty appointed me to bring about reformation. He showed such signs in my person that if such people were aware of this, who are devoid of prejudice and bigotry, and have fear of God the Almighty in their hearts, and they think in a fair-minded way, they can understand the reality of Islam thoroughly through these signs. These are not just a handful of signs. In fact, there are thousands upon thousands of such signs. I've included some of these signs in my book, Haqiqatul Wahi. When the 13th century of Hijri completed, then at the outset of the 14th century, Allah the Almighty sent me. He gave me the names of all the prophets from Adam till the end. And the final names given to me were the promised Jesus, peace be upon him, and the promised Ahmed and Muhammad. He repeatedly addressed me with both the names. Both these names were expressed in other words as Messiah and Mahdi. Amongst the miracles, some included the prophecies which constitute immense matters of the unseen, which are not in anyone's power or capacity to express or mention. There are some prayers which are accepted and thus gave information and news. And there are some prayers through which mischievous enemies were destroyed. Some prayers were in the mode of intercession and are of a greater status than prayers. There are also some mubahalat, prayer duels or challenges, which resulted in God ruining and humiliating the enemies. There are some testimonies of the righteous and pious of the time who bore witness to my truthfulness after receiving revelation from God. There are some testimonies of the righteous people of Islam who passed away before me. They bore witness by mentioning my name and mentioning the name of my hamlet or village, and said that he is the promised Messiah who were due to come. Some gave the news of my advent before I was born, and some gave news about my advent at a time when I was perhaps 10 or 12 years old. They had informed their followers that they would live long enough to see me. That is, those saints said to their followers that they would live long enough to see me. The signs of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gave regarding the time of the Messiah, the promised Mahdi, like the solar and lunar eclipse in Ramadan, spread of the plague in the country. All these testimonies were fulfilled for me, and until now I have also seen part of the 14th century. The proofs and evidences are so immense in number that if they were all written down, they would not be even contained even in 1,000 volumes or parts. So this is from the book Jashmai Marifat, and previously it was from the book Hakikatul Wahi. These extracts had examples of the bad ending of the detractors, who were thus a means of the fulfillment of signs. They thus departed this world. There were also examples of the acceptance of prayers and signs by this way. Now I will provide some incidents of how people accepted Ahmadiyyat and how Allah the Almighty guided people in the era of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. Hadrat Sheikh Muhammad Afzal Sahib says that when I was 12 years old, and although my paternal uncle, Hakim Sheikh Ibadullah Sahib, and my cousin, Sheikh Karamallahi Sahib, had took the bet of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, but I had never seen the promised Messiah alayhi salam, nor had ever seen his photo. I saw a dream that there was no life left in my body, but I have in my mind the capacity to think, and my eyes the capacity to see. There is a saintly person sitting before me, and behind him I see his blessed feet. In other words, there is a saintly person, and his feet are visible up to the knees. So it was placed in my heart that the holy person who is sitting there looking at me is Mirza Sahib, and the feet that are visible behind are those of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And in the morning I related this to Murtaza Khan, son of Maulvi Abdullah Khan, who is now part of the Lahori Jamaat. And I inquired from him the interpretation of this dream. He responded that he will achieve adherence to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Mirza Sahib. So this is exactly what happened. I swear by oath of God that when I took the bet in 1905, the promised Messiah alayhi salam was looking at me exactly as he had seen in the dream. So Allah the Almighty shows the truthful and right path to whomsoever He pleases. Then Hadrat Nizamuddin Sahib says, I had not yet taken the bet. After completing the Asr prayer in Masjid Mubarak, and I came down the old staircase, I was still in the room in the middle. And I see two very noble people who are young, wearing white and tall. They asked me about where is Mirza Sahib. Please tell us where he is. We have traveled from far away to reach here. I responded, come and let me tell you. They said, no. You come behind us. If he is upstairs, we will recognize him. Then I went behind them. They climbed the stairs in front of me. There was a gathering in front. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, was sitting informally in this assembly without his turban. So the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, was sitting there without his turban. So one of these men went there and asked him straight away, is your name Ghulam Ahmad? He replied, yes. The man then asked, have you claimed to be the promised Messiah? He responded, yes. So the man said, first, I extend to you Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, from the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then I send you salam from myself. I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, in which his hand was on the shoulder of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and he said, Hadha Masi'un, and he said, take his bed. So thus he had seen this all in a dream which he had related. He saw that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him's hand, was upon the shoulder of the promised Messiah. And he said, he is the Messiah. So he said, this is why I have come, and I'm extending salam on his behalf. And then he did the bet. Hadrat Hakim Ata Muhammad Sahib relates, after the bet, I stayed in Qadian for a few days. Then I took leave from the promised Messiah and returned to Lahore. Sufi Ahmadine Sahib arranged for me to meet the members of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. Sometime later, one person said lovingly that Muhammad Sahib had come to Qadian again. I was shocked to hear this, and I prayed that, O Allah, it is the belief of this Jamaat that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has returned again. How can Mirza Sahib be Muhammad? I saw in the dream that the promised Messiah alayhi salam is standing up. And an angel descends and asks me that, who is he? I respond that he is Mirza Sahib. Then I see that the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descends from the heavens and enters into the mind of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, and then assimilates his entire body. The promised Messiah alayhi salam's countenance illuminates through this light. The angel then said, who is he? I replied that first he was Mirza Sahib, but now he has truly become the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were just a few incidents from that era of how people saw dreams and then took the bet. But the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, has said that guidance from Allah the Almighty and this sequence of signs from God would continue until this movement reaches its completion and excellence and perfection. Thus, how brilliantly is this prophecy being fulfilled today, and how splendidly is Allah the Almighty manifesting these signs. Even those living thousands of miles away bear witness to how Allah the Almighty guides them. I shall present a few of these accounts. In the area of Bala in Mali, there is a Tijaniya sect, and there is a major senior imam. 93 villages became Muslim through the father. After his father's demise, he became the successor, and with the grace of the Almighty Allah, some time ago, he was unable to accept Ahmadiyyat. Adim Sahib relates that he saw in a dream that the promised Messiah alayhi salam is in his home and in a room in his home. There are a large number of ulama, scholars, outside who are waiting for the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. He says that I said to the promised Messiah alayhi salam that there are many scholars waiting for you outside. So the promised Messiah alayhi salam comes outside. He removes the hats from all of those non-Ahmadi Muslim ulama, and he only leaves my hat remaining on my head. That is, after accepting Ahmadiyyat, with our muallimin, he went to all the followers in all the villages. So he goes from village to village, and until now more than 40 villages have accepted Ahmadiyyat in this area. Then from Burkina Faso, there is a Jayara Bukhari Sahib. He phoned on one of our radio stations that are in operation there. He said, I heard your preaching. In it, it is said that if you want to see if the Imam Mahdi who has come is this person or not, then the promised Messiah alayhi salam has already explained to us the manner to decide this, that you should carry out istikhara prayer. So from that day, I started istikhara prayer. Whilst carrying out the istikhara, only a week had elapsed, when in a dream, below a tent, I see two luminous people. In the dream, my friend says, the person on the right is the Imam Mahdi, and the other person he could not recognize. So from this, it became evident to him that the Imam Mahdi who was to come is truthful. If he was false, then in response to my istikhara, how could he enter my dream? So thus, I took the bet. Then a lady writes from Egypt. She has written to me that with the grace of the Almighty Allah, I have been bestowed with certain qualities. So in a dream, I saw the promised Messiah, Hadhrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, and also you. I swear on oath to God that at the time I was unaware that there is even a Khalifa somewhere in the world. I was merely carrying out the istikhara when Allah the Almighty displayed to me both countenances. But Satan tempted me away. But thank God, Allah the Almighty has enabled me to accept the truth. So I came out of Satan's enticement. I request prayers for my forgiveness and to remain steadfast. Then there is a lady from Morocco. She writes that through the program Liqam al-Arab, I was introduced to the Jamaat. She writes that Hadhrat Khalifatul Masih IV had said something which was always very convincing and rational. He drew attention to istikhara and to pray, are regarding the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Thus, I started istikhara. In a dream, I saw that in a large area there is a very long and big tent. There is a person in the tent who is very sad and sorrow. In this time, a person comes to him and inquires from him, "Why are you embroiled in so much anguish?" So he responds, "That I am the promised Messiah, Imam Mahdi. I call people to the right path, but people do not believe in me." Then the person asking the question said, "I testify to your truthfulness. I am Muhammad, the messenger of Allah." After this dream, I thought whatever happens can happen. Now I do not care for anything else. So I immediately took the bed. Along with the bed, I also started observing Parda. She came here to the UK. She saw the scenes of the Jalsa and saw the marquee, and she said it was the same marquee which she had seen in the dream, and saw the promised Messiah sitting in isolation, and where the Holy Prophet ﷺ had come and said, "I testify to your truthfulness." From Mali is our Muallim Sahib Abdullah Sahib, who writes, from Bamako, there is a teacher called Dangla Sahib. He was an extreme opponent to Ahmadiyyat. Whenever he called in on the Ahmadiyya radio, he would start hurling abuse. And if ever he was called, he would still utter vulgarities and profanities for the Jamaat. He spent a long time doing this. One day, he was crying, calling in on Ahmadiyya radio, which is known as Rabwa FM. He explained that one night before, he saw the promised Messiah alayhi salam in a dream. The light he saw with the promised Messiah alayhi salam he had never seen before. So he seeks forgiveness from the Jamaat with sincerity of the heart. And he is fearful that if Ahmadis do not forgive him, then God would also not forgive him. Upon this, Mu'allim Sahib invited him to join Ahmadiyyat, since the truth had become evident. And thus he entered into Ahmadiyyat, that is, the true Islam. From Kolikoro region in Mali is Yusuf Sahib. He is a muallim, a teacher. He relates the account of an elder who lived in the village of Jala Kuranji in the Kolikoro region. He was born a Muslim. However, looking around at the Muslim sects, he was unable to comprehend which sect was from God. He continued to search for the truth, but was unable to find the truth anywhere. One day, he turned on Ahmadiyya Radio Rabwa. The Muallim Sahib mentioned in his speech that if anybody desires to know the true religion, he should pray to God. God himself would guide the person. This method found his approval greatly, and in order to act upon this, he decided to perform a chilla, worship in solitude. Subsequently, with the intent that until God came, he would not speak to anyone and would continue praying to God. Therefore, he had only observed the chilla for a few days, when one day God showed to him that the Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, had descended in his house and was affectionately placing his hand upon his son's head. No sooner had the dream finished than his eyes opened. After that, he believed that only Ahmadis are established on the truth, since they are the only ones who inform others about the advent of the Imam Mahdi. Immediately after the stream, he went to participate in the Jalsa Salada Mali. Thereupon, casting a glance at the photo of the Imam Mahdi, he said this was the very Imam Mahdi who had come to his house. Consequently, he took the bet. Bilal Sahib is our Murabbi Sahib from Mali. He writes, one of our fellow Ahmadis came on the Ahmadiyya radio station in Sukasu and explained that one of his neighbors came to his house on that day and he was crying and begging for forgiveness. When he asked for the reason, he said, "I had extreme enmity towards Ahmadiyyat. Whenever I listened to your radio station, I uttered nothing except for verbal abuse. Last night, as I was listening to the live program of one of your missionaries, I fell asleep holding extreme hatred in my heart. At night, the Holy Prophet ﷺ came in my dream and severely scolded me. In my dream, I begged forgiveness from the Holy Prophet, that, O Messenger of Allah, forgive me. Now I will never say anything bad about the Ahmadis, and from today consider me as an Ahmadi. Now, by the grace of God, this brother is a passionate missionary of the Jamaat." Abdullah Sahib is a muallim from Mali. He writes that in Bamako, a student by the name of Bakyar Torero Sahib carried out research on Ahmadiyyat using the internet. Through his study, he contacted the Jamaat in France The Ahmadiyya Jamaat in France gave him the contact details of the Bamako Mission House. Therefore, the student contacted the Mualim Sahib and asked him some questions. After receiving the answer to his questions, this student came to understand the Jamaat but did not take the bet. One day, the student came to Mualim Sahib and said that he wanted to perform the bet because at night he had seen the promised Messiah on whom be peace in the dream, who had come to his house. The countenance of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, was as if it was light upon light, and that light was such which he had never seen before. He said that now he only wanted to do the bet, and moreover, he expressed that he would also preach along with the Jamaat. Fateh Sahib is a Muballigh, a missionary from Mali in the Koli Koro region. He says that an elderly person, Sayyid Kolibali, came to our radio station on Noor. He mentioned that his ancestors were idolaters. They also wanted him to worship idols. However, since childhood, his disposition disapproved of idol worship. So when he grew slightly older, he outright refused to indulge in idolatry. As a result, his parents and all relatives became angry. He could not care less about their opposition and accepted Islam instead. After accepting Islam, he was awaiting the arrival of the Imam Mahdi. After a long wait, one day he saw in a dream that a saint clad in white descends to the north of Mali. And in order to catch a sight of the saint, many crowded around. He said that he had never seen such a luminous and glowing face of the promised Messiah. He had never seen him before and thus asked spontaneously, "Who is this holy person?" Somebody behind him informed him that this is the holy Imam Mahdi, who has already descended. Immediately after this, his eyes opened. Subsequently, he had firm belief that Imam Mahdi had come. However, when he observed amongst the Muslim sects, not even a single one were conveying the news of the advent of the Imam Mahdi. Coincidentally, one day he turned on Ahmadiyya Radio and Noor, wherein the news of the coming of the Imam Mahdi was discussed. As soon as he heard this, he held a firm belief that these people are established on the truth. A short while after this dream, along with all his family, he took the bet. When he was shown the photo of the promised Messiah, as soon as he saw it, he said, "This is the same Imam Mahdi who I had seen in a dream." Thereafter, he also presented the sum of 10,000 franc sifa as chanda. He explained that now he thanks God the Exalted, who allowed him to recognize the truth. All of these are testimonies and signs of Allah the Exalted in support of the promised Messiah. If we do not consider them to be signs and testimonies, what else is causing this commotion and stir in the hearts of people? Alas, if only the other Muslims also understood this point and they prayed to God the Almighty in order to find out the reality of this and seek guidance from Allah the Exalted, and instead of opposition, that they have a greater desire to search for the straight path, so that Allah the Exalted guides them as well. May Allah the Almighty grant them this opportunity. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, states, "In order to prove that I am from Him, God Almighty has shown so many signs that even if they are divided among 1,000 prophets, their prophethood would be proven. However, as this is the latter days, and Satan's onslaught, along with his spawns, was to his last, that is why God Almighty merged thousands of signs in one place to defeat Satan. Yet, those among people who have satanic nature do not accept and present undue allegations merely as calumniation. They want this movement, which was started by God, to somehow perish. However, God wishes to strengthen it with His own hands until it reaches the stage of excellence." Once again, at the end, I request for prayers for the Muslim community at large and for the Muslim countries. May Allah the Almighty establish peace and harmony in these countries. And may they come to accept that this peace and harmony, if they desire to establish in reality, there is only one means of doing so. The person who Allah the Almighty sent as the Imam Mahdi to establish peace, they need to accept. They need to follow that Messiah of Muhammad, for whom the prophecies were made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. This is the only solution to provide them with salvation and to grant them deliverance from this corruption and disorder. May Allah the Almighty enable them to do this.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.